This is the South Oxfordshire District Council councillors' update, written by Andrea Powell and Sue Cooper. The South Oxfordshire Emerging Local Plan, LP2034. Following the intervention of the Secretary of State, Council was obliged to vote at its meeting on the 5th of March to leave the submitted local plan at inspection and to adopt it by the end of 2020. The only other choice available to us would have been to transfer our planning powers to Oxfordshire County Council and to lose a seat at the table of many important groups considering longer-term development strategies for the whole of Oxfordshire and even further afield. While we continue to believe that the submitted plan is deeply flawed, we now have to rely on the inspectors making modifications which would reduce the numbers allocated, provide greater protection for the greenbelt, and improve the sustainability standards of the houses to be built. One important outcome from this whole process is that the motion passed by Council made specific reference for the first time to the need for the plan to take SODC's declared climate emergency into account. Council tax bills. By the time you read this, you will have received your council tax bills for the next financial year, 2020-21. Receiving bills like this is never much fun, but it is worth taking the time to read the enclosures so that you understand where your hard-earned money is going. An average Band D property in Benson pays around £1,980 in annual council tax, of which £1,395 goes to the County Council for roads, education, hospitals, children's care services, libraries, fire and rescue, and so on. Then there is an additional £133, which is the precept to fund adult social care, which also goes to the County Council. SODC takes £126 for waste collection, environmental services, planning, leisure facilities and small business support. Benson Parish Council's share is £110 and the final £216 goes to the Police and Crime Commissioner. As part of this mailing, you will have received a flyer from SODC on our ongoing anti-idling campaign. Turning your car's engine off when you are stopped for a minute or more is an easy way to improve air quality and save fuel, particularly at local spots such as the traffic lights over Wallingford Bridge, where the air quality has been a real problem. Please think about this as you sit in the many queues at temporary traffic lights in our local area and do your bit to improve air quality for all. New council offices in Crowmarsh. I'm sure many remember that eventful night back in January 2015 when the council's headquarters in Benson Lane, Crowmarsh, was destroyed by arson. Finally, we now have a firm plan to move back to this site and to rebuild our offices so that the staff can move back home and we can stop paying huge sums in rent each year to our landlords at Milton Park. The new building, to be called Ridgeway House, will be built to a very high environmental standard using renewable energy through solar panels and air source heat pumps and providing facilities for the local community, such as a cafe and a flexible large council chamber. The project website is available so you can check out the designs and keep an eye on progress. All things being equal, we hope to move back to Crowmarsh in the spring summer of 2022. Do keep in touch with us. We are on email at andrea.powell or sue.cooper@southoxon.gov.uk.